Welcome back in the zone. Justin Akre, Phil Elson, Matty T. And a little later in the show, we will talk some NFL. We will talk about the Razorback game coming up at the top of the hour in our Jim's Razorback Pizza Report. Razorbacks knocked off Clemson over the weekend. Arkansas's best opponent left in the non-conference slate by far. In fact, they've got a few teams left that are in the 300s in the RPI. So,
Savannah, UTM.
I'm surprised how bad San Antonio is from an RPI standpoint, to be honest with you. I thought for sure you'd get some players down there. I realize it's football country, but still. If you want to end this good segment, 433-1037 or 1-800-477-1037.
I was going to say UTSA nominally has a football team, too.
I mean,
just started it up, really.
Right. Coker's the head coach. Yeah. Clint Conk's son, Zach, is the backup quarterback down there. And imagine we'll figure into the situation there in the near future. I guess we'll see what happens in the spring with him. Arkansas State has its opponent. They are playing in the GoDaddy Bowl the third straight year. It's coming up on January 5th. And they ended up tied. I want to congratulate them. 3 years in a row, they end up as conference champions. Louisiana Lafayette, talk about stumbling to the finish.
Yikes.
How embarrassing. Lose to a very, very, a Louisiana Monroe team. It's a rivalry game a couple of weeks ago. I understand that. And then you lose to a South Alabama team that has really come on strong this year, had a very good, solid season. So, what a disappointing finish for them to end up tied for the conference championship. But good for A-State. 3 years in a row, three different coaches. It's got to be unprecedented.
It's great to be in the bowl, you know, 3 years in a row and be a conference champion 3 years in a row. But at the same time, man, I think you'd like to have the same coach for at least two of them.
Our friends on the morning show had quoted Brad, I think it was Brad Edwards from ESPN, had said that Harsin was going to travel to Boise, which recently got an opening. A guy that grew up out there, coached there as an assistant for an extended period of time. He was the OC when they beat Oklahoma in a BCS game. I don't know how realistic that is. He's got a buyout of almost $2 million. There are other guys connected to the program that would come a lot cheaper and would not have a significant buyout or any buyout at all. I would be surprised if he would ultimately be their choice. He would have to be a far and away favorite. I don't know what their thinking is, but we'll all find out together. To me, there might be a better option. Their defensive coordinator that was on that team would be a guy that you could get, I would think.
Do you think that Boise's caught off guard a little bit? I mean, this is not the first job that Peterson was connected to, whether it was NFL or NCAA. And, you hear that, you know, some of these chances after all these years are going to end up, you know, you're not going to get those chances anymore. Do you feel that that might have caught them by surprise?
I'm with you. And the Pigskin and I talked about this on Friday. Of all the jobs he's been offered, of all the positions he could have taken over the years, for him to jump on that one is a little surprising. I agree. But again, you can be a little bit obscure and still achieve at a high level. It's certainly a lot easier to get into a BCS-style game, even though there won't be any BCS games going forward. If you win the conference championship, you're probably in the Final Four, or you're going to have a good look at it at least if you don't have more than one loss. So it's certainly a lot easier to get there than it would be at Boise. If he wants to have a chance to win a national championship, it's a much better way to go. Jake.
Hey, Justin. I appreciate you hopping on that topic. That's exactly what I wanted to talk to you about. Before I ask my question, I'll just share what I've heard through the internet rumor mill is that Boise wants to keep in what they've called the Boise umbrella family tree. Mm-hmm. And last I heard, for some reason, I'm kind of with you. I don't know why they're gunning on Harsin so much, but he is their number one guy. And I've even heard some say that they are prepared to pay ASU the buyout to get him. Again, I mean, I kind of understand it's kind of the Hugh Freeze situation. You know, the guy wants to go home, you know, where he grew up and where he played ball. I do understand that. But my question to you is, how do you think does this affect ASU now? Like, if this does go through, ASU losing three coaches, 3 years to fairly recognizable and successful popular schools, and who do you think they gun after? I hope maybe they go back after Rhett Lashley at Auburn. Appreciate it, Justin.
Yeah, maybe so, and I don't know if that makes sense for him. He's a guy that if things continue the way they're going at Auburn, we'll get a job at maybe, you know, a little more high-profile job or maybe a bigger school. I would say my initial thought is give it to John Thompson, a guy that's been there through, you know, the majority of this run, and a guy that certainly has connections to Arkansas and is not probably going to be pursued. You know, what's he going to do? Go to his alma mater? It's UCA.
Right.
You know, so for him, that would be, to me, the obvious choice if for some reason this Harsin thing came through. Justin Wilcox was the defensive coordinator during their run of BCS games. He's now the defensive coordinator at Tennessee. To me, he would be a more likely choice. I'm going to guess he doesn't have a $2 million buyout. if they want to go from within. They've also got Dick Cutter, who was there before. There are other guys that have connections to Boise that don't cost $2 million to get them there. Now, I don't know what their athletic budget looks like. I have no clue what it looks like in Boise. I will guess because of their BCS success, they've got some money in the coffers. But I will say more on this later because I have to I need to talk about Gus and Boise and the whole mix up there.
It's your last chance to buy a ticket for the Arc